A business owner who received international infamy for two sexual assaults in the 1980s has brought his skydiving company to North Adams, Massachusetts. Alex Kelly's skydiving business and how it relates to a small airport in the northern Berkshires is a complicated story. It involves a criminal past, local government bureaucracy, and whispered concerns. Kelly, now 51, was dubbed the preppy rapist by the press after being convicted of two sexual assaults in Darien, Connecticut, which occurred in 1986. Before his trial in 1987, he fled to Europe, spending 7 years living as a fugitive, funded by his parents. In 1994, law enforcement officials found evidence of his parents' support in their home, leading to Kelly's extradition from Switzerland in 1995. The first of two trials ended in a mistrial, but the second saw him sentenced to 17 years in prison. After an unsuccessful parole effort in 2005, Kelly was released in 2007. His decade-long probation ended last year. A 2017 Vanity Fair Confidential episode about Kelly, entitled The Fugitive Son, alleged that four other teenagers accused him of sexual assault after his flight to Europe. Kelly is now a skydiving instructor who owns and operates Green Mountain Skydiving in Bennington, Vermont, and now Berkshire Skydiving, based out of the Harriman and West Airport in North Adams. Multiple calls to the William H. Morse State Airport in Bennington went unanswered. People involved in Bennington's airport community declined to comment when reached by WAMC. Kelly's experience in the field began quickly after his release in Connecticut. Journalist Kelly Goff wrote a 2015 article for The Daily Beast that expressed her surprise at realizing that she had unknowingly patronized a business where Kelly was employed, Connecticut Parachutists. Kelly began working there in 2008 and rose through the ranks to the position of drop zone manager in charge of running the business. Goff, in a written statement to WAMC, said in part that she respects the perspective that Kelly has served his time and should be free to live on his own terms, but questions why, quote, an actual convicted rapist should be empowered to launch a business that will rely on him being in such intimate proximity to potential victims. The fact that Mr. Kelly doesn't see why this might be troubling to the general public either indicates a measure of tone deafness on his part that is disappointing, or a lack of empathy for his victims and other women in the age of Me Too that is deeply disturbing. End quote. According to a 2015 Associated Press article, Kelly eventually left Connecticut Parachutists due to erratic behavior that involved punching one skydiver for touching his equipment and groping a male skydiver's genitals. Labor Department documents obtained by the AP through a Freedom of Information request showed that Kelly had also threatened a pilot with bodily harm in an argument over use of an aircraft. That same 2015 Associated Press article quotes Kelly's skydiving teacher and co-worker Holly Reno as saying that, quote, lots of people have been to jail. Lots of people have done bad things. Today, if they're different, I evaluate them as they are. But he has no regard for anyone else. Dr. Neil Malamuth is a professor of psychology and communication at UCLA. He studies sexual assault, specifically the characteristics of men in the general population that makes them at greater risk for committing the act. His comments for this story reflect his broader research, not specifically the case of Alex Kelly.
Unfortunately, the data don't support the efficacy of rehabilitation efforts and interventions in general. There is, of course, constant attempts to improve upon them, but from what we know at this point, we would not be very optimistic about the effectiveness of such rehabilitation.
He says that while the likelihood of rapists repeating their exact crimes is statistically low, those who commit acts of sexual assault have established the potential for other abusive behaviors.
There are certainly seems to be a correlation and also common underlying causes to various acts of what we might call sexual misbehavior, as well as other kinds of violent acts. There clearly are common elements that make a person who's committed an act of sexual assault more at risk for committing other kinds of violent and nonviolent acts.
Kelly's interest in using the North Adams Airport, which is public property, began formally on January 16th this year, when he attended an airport commission meeting at which he professed his interest in renting space at the facility. The space in question is an office and classroom in the Shamrock Hangar, which the city purchased in 2017. The building went through federally funded renovations after North Adams acquired it. But Kelly's involvement with the airport goes back to at least 2016, when he began reaching out to members of North Adams Airport community about expanding his business there. In December 2017, Kelly bought the assets of a now-closed North Adams company, TeamFlies, that had used space at the airport. Despite the fact that the company he purchased had used the space, Kelly was still required by the Airport Commission to submit a proposal alongside two other groups competing to use it. The Airport Commission is appointed by the mayor of North Adams, and it is the group that determines who rents space on the facility's campus. North Adams Mayor Tom Bernard, who appointed two of the commission's five members, declined to comment for this story.
They've requested that they submit what aviation use it's going to support and then what the area will be used for specifically. Is it a classroom? Is it an office? What will they be using it for and why it's in the best interest of the airport?
Michael Canales is the chief administrative officer of North Adams. He is the top city official involved in managing the airport. He confirmed to WAMC that citizens have approached the city about Kelly's past.
That information, as far as through the FAA, is not something that we are able to use in our determination of his business. He has the proper licenses in that to run a skydiving operation.
Canales was asked by WAMC if the city was aware of Kelly's reported behavior in the years following his release from prison.
As far as running the hangar, it's whether he has, or running his operation at the airport, it depends on if he has the FAA licenses, and which he does. And I'm not aware of any other issues with Mr. Kelly.
At the commission's March 20th meeting, Chairman Armand Boilat informed Kelly that the FAA would have to review his drop zone.
That was purely made up by the airport manager as an attempt to keep me out of there.
This is Alex Kelly.
There is no such thing as a requirement for FAA. They cited some document for new runways or airport construction. I've run drop zones, a number of drop zones. I've jumped at drop zones all over the country. There is absolutely zero need for what they were saying was needed.
When asked if he felt that any resistance to his presence came from his violent history, Kelly said,
"People can always use that as a tool to try to condemn me whenever they want. I mean, it's really not pertinent to this. If they want to continue to bring that up, I've done my time. I don't know what they want from me. What am I supposed to go climb under a rock? I mean, I'm an upstanding businessman, law-abiding citizen, doing what I can to increase economic activity, live my life, and even hire people."
Kelly's interactions with the commission have been charged. An iBerkshires.com story quoted Kelly as referring to the commission as, quote, obstructionist and discriminatory at its May 15th meeting. And as far back as January 5th, Kelly published an open letter to the Airport Commission and the state police on social media, accusing the city of, quote, extensive fraud, corruption, and criminal behavior over the course of his time at the airport. Kelly provided the full text of the letter to WAMC, and it can be read at WAMC.org. At the committee's May 15th meeting, Kelly was granted temporary permission to use the space until June 30th. The committee will determine the space's long-term use June 19th. Multiple members of the North Adams community, including a city employee, have anonymously registered concerns about Kelly's behavior over the past 6 months to WAMC. When WAMC News contacted Kelly a second time with more questions, he declined to speak on tape. Kelly, who lives in Bennington, Vermont, is listed in the Connecticut Sex Offender Registry as a condition of his release for good behavior.
We are aware of Mr. Kelly and his past.
Michael Casalio is director of the North Adams Police Department.
We have been in contact with the Sex Offender Registry Board here in the state of Massachusetts. We are moving forward with our process of notification and registration with Mr. Kelly. Once we do determine that this party is actually present here in North Adams and has an operating, working business, we will be sure to contact him and have him come to the North Adams Police Department and register in accordance with the law.
Kelly did not inform the North Adams Police Department about his presence in the city.
We have had no communication with Mr. Kelly. We have reached out to a neighboring community in this matter. We have reached out to the Sex Offender Registry Board. We are aware of the circumstances surrounding Mr. Kelly's past, and we feel that we should have no issue from our end reaching out to Mr. Kelly, and that he would be in compliance with the law and take care of what needs to be done.
The state's official website says sex offenders working in Massachusetts must register with the state within 2 days of starting their job. WAMC has officially filed a request for sex offender registry information with the state of Massachusetts about Kelly. Berkshire Skydiving is currently open and operating at the North Adams Airport. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.